Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We are back again at the Advanced Crop Advisors Workshop in Fargo. One of the speeches coming up or presentations here in a little bit has to do with carbon programs, the Wild West, or a promising opportunity. Several speakers, including Anna Cates and also Mark Lefebvre. Anna is from the University of Minnesota Extension. And we've got Mark, who's got a really cool acronym, but we'll go SWCD. He is from Stearns County, Waite Park area, my old stomping grounds. Well, Anna, first of all, let's talk about your presentation coming up here in a little bit. What's basically the main message you're going to try and get across to the growers, agronomists that are here today?
Well, I'm a soil scientist, and along with my colleague Jody DeYoung-Hughes, we're going to talk about how carbon behaves in soil, what we know about what agricultural practices can do to change carbon in the soil, where it's stored, how much is stored, trajectory of change over time. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the markets that are coming on and how different policies are trying to promote certain practices and what the likelihood of making money on those policies is for growers.
So is it important kind of get to these crop advisors to be kind of a little bit of a level above just the baseline growers to kind of get the word out, to have them get the word out that this is a good thing?
Good question. So crop advisors are getting questions about this, I would say, from all sides, both from the growers themselves and also from the companies that are starting to do the markets. And Mark's role actually is related to theirs. Essentially, a crop advisor can broker the relationship between the market and the farmer by moving a lot of the information that the market needs around.
Well, Mark, you're kind of the local end of this, the hands-on guy. What kind of message or what are you hearing from growers as you try and talk to them about carbon?
Well, we're involved with a pilot with Ecosystem Service Market Consortium. So it started about a year and a half ago. So we're learning a lot because it is a pilot, all the way from enrollment through verifying these credits and practice change and possibly what the farmers could get paid in the end. I think it's a good thing. It's incentivizing some practice change for soil health type practices, maybe edge of field as well. And this pilot is for carbon markets, carbon credits, as well as water quality credits and water quantity credits. So it's unique, but there's a lot of things to be figured out before the final launch, which would be next year, before farmers would actually enroll and get payments for their credits.
And how big are we trying to get this program? I mean, how many growers? Do we want all the growers? Do we want a certain percentage of growers involved in carbon programs?
I think that most acres of our cropland would benefit from some of these conservation practices that the markets are incentivizing. Whether or not they're going to make money on the market depends on where they're starting from in a lot of cases. But I think that putting these practices in place, you know, that's part of my whole job. I work on soil health more broadly, and carbon is one piece of that, but function around water, nutrient management, those are the other big pieces that we think about in soil health and what a grower can get out of it.
So Mark, what has the feedback been like for growers to you? Again, I know it's been a process, I guess maybe is the best word. You've been doing this for about a year though.
Yeah, some farmers, I will tell you, have been skeptical. There's a lot of information in the farm press, I think, and some of it is to be wary of signing long-term contracts, and I guess I would too at this point. I think the advantage that the project that we're involved in, it's a year by year, and it's a pilot, so it's not a long-term contract yet. But that will start later if the farmer wants to. In the meantime, they're going to help figure out, you know, what potential they have for getting some payments from, you know, making a practice change for carbon credits. So I think it's good in the end, but I can see the farmers that I've visited with try to enroll have some skepticism, especially around the adopting a new practice that's a requirement and possibly the long-term contracts.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.